भगवद्गीता 3.13 मयि सर्वाणि कर्माणि सन्न्यस्याध्यात्मचेतसा निराशीर्निर्ममो भूत्वा युध्यस्व विगतज्वरः. Here Krishna is introducing himself as the object of the process of karma yoga. So this is the first time in this chapter where Krishna is talking about the devotional side of the process of karma yoga. Till now the focus has been on detachment, and if one works with detachment, then one does not get entangled. So now, yes, we don't do the work for our own gratification, but then for what do we do the work? We do it for Krishna's satisfaction. We offer it to him. So this is how karma yoga blossoms gradually into bhakti yoga. So in this chapter, of course, Krishna has once referred to his distinctive position when in 3.22 he says, Name parthasti kartavyam trishilokeshu kinchina. So he doesn't have any duty in any of the three worlds. That does indicate that he is a special person, not an ordinary person. It's an indirect reference to his supreme position. But even then, he's talking about the stress has been that even I do duty. Even I do duty and I practice, I do karma. So there Krishna was taught more as the, is depicted more as a exemplar of karma yoga, one who exemplifies karma yoga, not as one who is the object of karma yoga, one to whom the fruits of the work which we perform with detachment are to be offered ultimately. So that is revealed in this verse. Now something similar was revealed in 3.9 when yagya arthat karmano anyatra. But yagya is a more generic description, and here it is much more specific. Mai sarvani karmani. And immediately after that, it was followed by the whole process of yagya and how yagya plays a vital role, the pivotal role in the cyclic cosmic cooperation that sustains the universe and sustains all of us. So there the contact with Krishna can be a connection of all that with Krishna. Needs to be revealed by the acharyas. We can't see it directly in the text. But here it's there directly. Mai sarvani karmani. All your works, mai. Sanyasya. Renounce them for my sake. Adhyatma chetasa. And situate your, and let your consciousness be spiritual. That means there are at the karmakanda level also sometimes people give charity. And they may give a large portion of charity also. And they say that, oh, whatever money we give now, we'll get 10 times of that in heaven. So it's a very good investment. So even if one is thinking of future life, still their adhyatma chetasa is not there. Chetasa is still bhautik, material. Thinking of oneself as the body, and the heavenly pleasures are also material, bodily pleasures. But adhyatma chetasa, when we understand that I'm a soul, then we understand that the only auspicious goal for me is liberation. Nirashir nirmamo bhutva. So, Krishna is talking about two things here. Give up desire and give up proprietorship. So these are what actually bind us to the world. And becoming Sanyasya adhyatma chetasa. Becoming renounced and becoming situated in spiritual consciousness means not desiring to enjoy anything of this world and not claiming proprietorship over what one has. So, this is more on disconnection with the world. And when Krishna will later on say that yoga kshemam vahamyaham in 9.22, there he will say that although that the implication would be that although a devotee is nirashir nirmamo, a devotee does not desire what is not there, devotees don't desire what they don't have, and devotees don't claim possessiveness over what they have. But Krishna protects what they have, and Krishna provides what they lack. So, nirashir nirmamo, without an understanding of Krishna being a protector, can seem quite a prohibitive demand. But when we understand Krishna to be the protector, to be the provider, then we focus not on contemplating the insubstantiality, the futility of material things. Rather, we focus on contemplating the glory of Krishna and how we can attain Him. Yudhyasva vigata jvaraha. So at this level, Krishna has not talked about that. But he is focusing that work for me and renounce desire, renounce possessiveness. And then yudhyasva. Yudhyasva means fight. How should you fight? Vigata jvaraha. The word jvara can mean lethargy or it can mean feverishness. So giving up that which is going to obstruct you in your fight, fight in doing your duty. Pass aside the obstacles which are holding you back from doing your duty, Arjuna, and do your duty properly. So, this verse can be analyzed in multiple ways. One is that we can see that Krishna is talking about being situated in the transcendental level. So, the first line is talking about transcendence. Mai sarvani karmani. And sanyasya adhyatma chetasa, that is goodness touching transcendence. In goodness, one works with detachment and one is sattvat sanjayate jnanam. One has knowledge of one's spiritual identity also. So, second verse talks about being situated in goodness. Third verse talks about fighting off the, rejecting the mode of passion. Nirashir nirmamo bhutva. Desire and possessiveness are what drag our consciousness to the material level for the sake of material pleasure, and that is the essence of the mode of passion, the consciousness being at the material level for the sake of material enjoyment. And then the last line is yudhyasva vigata jvaraha. In the mode of passion, if we are told that we are not going to gain anything, what's in it for me? If we are told that, oh, there's nothing in it for me, you are not meant to get anything. You should not desire anything. You will not possess anything. Oh, then why should I work at all? But no, that thought is a thought of the mode of ignorance. Give up that thought. And yudhyasva vigata jvaraha. Giving up lethargy, giving up laziness, fight. So, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that Krishna is as if telling Arjuna to fight with military discipline. So the idea of putting aside lethargy, putting aside everything that will prevent us from working diligently. We put aside and we fight for Krishna's sake. So this verse describes a consciousness that will mature into pure devotional service in future. But here, it's moving from Karma Yoga, where the focus is on distancing oneself from the body and things related with the body, because one knows that those will cause attachment and entanglement. So Karma Yoga focuses on more on detaching oneself from the entangling, whereas Bhakti Yoga focuses on attaching oneself to the disentangling. And when we attach ourselves to Krishna, who is supremely all-attractive person, then we naturally become disentangled from material existence as a byproduct. So as devotees, we focus more on how can I best serve Krishna in every situation. If I can just continue serving Krishna, then as a consequence, I will be liberated from material existence. And Krishna will talk about that, how faithfully abiding by his instructions leads to liberation and faithlessness leads to bondage and misery in the next two verses when he contrasts faithfulness, the consequence of faithfulness with the consequence of faithlessness. But here Krishna is giving a clarion call. This is not an informative verse, it's not an analytical verse. It's an imperative verse. Imperative means Krishna is giving an instruction over here. Yudhyasva vigatajvaraha. So, Arjuna, give up lethargy, give up desire and possessiveness, situate yourself in spiritual consciousness and renunciation. And when you work, when you fight, or fight for my sake, or offer all your works to me. And implication is, if you do like this, then you will attain perfection, you will attain liberation. So this verse comes just 10 verses after Krishna has given an example of how someone was liberated of karmanai vai samsiddhim astita janakadaya samsiddhim. So just as Janaka attained samsiddhi, perfection, you will also attain perfection, Arjuna, if you work thus. Thank you.